Hey, welcome back to the DK Show. I'm excited for this episode specifically because you get to hear my cooldown and promo speeches from 9 different site visits. We have Ohio, Anderson Township, Springdale and Fayetteville, Arkansas, Celebration, Florida, Spartanburg, South Carolina. We have Franklin, Tennessee, Fishers, Indiana, the Richmond area in Virginia for my site visit there. Oklahoma, my first time in Oklahoma this year. And then we have Harrisburg, North Carolina in the great state of Wisconsin. All right, cooldown and promo speeches come after a camp. I'll go and I'll work with our teams, meet with our members, but also train a camp. And then right after, I can't leave them without some inspiring words. And so I wanted to bring you into the fold so that you could be inspired as well.
Where's Ashley? Come here, Ashley Thompson. Where you at? Come here, Ashley. Give it up for Ashley, everybody. Zay. Okay, Ashley. I hope I can share your story in front of everybody. Is that okay?
Have at it.
Okay. So, Ashley, I wanted to read this because when I read it this morning, it was really inspiring, and thanks for standing up here and, you know, awkwardly being the face of your own story. But, you know, after she got married, she moved to a new state, started law school, and Ashley wanted to start working out to improve her health and really just de-stress, right? How many of us want to de-stress? Yeah, it's hard, right? But life is pretty hard, too. So if we do the hard things in here, we're de-stressing ourselves. And Ashley was impressed, not only by the strength that she was gaining from the gym, but also the community around her. Like, this woman right here needs you, right? Don't you?
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
You need. And don't you guys need her back, right? That's what community is all about. She's been a member since January 23, 5 or 6 times a week. Let's go! 5 or 6 times a week. And she was very sick in 19, by the way. If you guys know Ashley, you probably know this, with an aggressive autoimmune disease, and she went into remission last year, which is obviously very scary. Yeah, and went to a remission last year, which is great, and we're taking full advantage of it now. And, you know, if you feel like if you have that disease or have any type of ailment, you might feel like your body's not working the right way, but then you get yourself in here, you get your body going, you get your mindset right, everything starts working the right way, and it starts to bring you confidence. And so you keep coming. It's 100, we're going to get you to 200. How about, it's 100. No, that's your transfer. How many camps this year so far?
150.
We're going to go to 200 this year, yeah? 200?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And she wanted to say something to anyone that would be on the fence about burns. So these stories are made to speak to people who aren't here yet, okay, who aren't here yet. Because when somebody who has a deep desire to control her own destiny like Ashley does, part of that is reaching out to the people in your life and sharing your story with them, because your story is so powerful. These transformation stories that you guys have on the wall here, they're so powerful. And when people come in for the first time and they read it, they get inspired. I see people standing up there crying, wiping their tears all the time because of you. Because you're an inspiration to people, mostly yourself, right? So keep it up. We're so proud of you. Thank you for allowing me to share your story up here. And this is your official Anderson Township transformation story. Give it up for Ashley, everybody. Give it up for Alan's first camp, everybody. My guy killed it today. 7, 8, 9, 10 of us. Wow. Hey, listen, what happens when you show up as a community every day? And hey, it won't be everyone setting records, breaking records every day. But when we show up as a community and 10 out of 60 of us every day are breaking our own records, hey, that's called leveling each other up, right? That's called healthy competition. That's called you guys building one another up, not breaking each other down. That's what this community is all about. So I just wanted to give you guys a huge shout out and say thank you for allowing me to be in your state, in your gym. I'm super humbled. Like, I love this so much. I don't know if you can tell. I love this so much, and I just appreciate you all showing up and allowing me to chase my dreams. Where I come from is supposed to do this. You know, I'm supposed to be in jail or in the gutter. And for me, this is super special, and I just want to thank you, because without you, it's not possible. And you guys started an amazing thing here in Arkansas, the third gym, right? Correct? Am I correct?
Yeah.
You're Bentonville, you, and then you guys together here, right? The third gym. And I couldn't be more proud of how you represent yourselves in this brand. So thank you for wearing this color, this Burn Bootcamp jersey with pride, and showing up every day for yourselves. Give it up for yourselves, you guys. You're amazing.
How y'all feel? Big, deep breaths, okay? We've been up here for 45 minutes. Let's not just go to zero. Take like 5 or 6 or 7 to 10 big long breaths and kind of visualize your breath coming down as you're just doing a ballistic cool down, ballistic stretch right here. Where's Sarah Costello at? Sarah, come up here, Sarah. Come on, Sarah. Give it up for Sarah. Sarah crushed her 100th cam today. Let's go! After cool down, we're all going to take a picture with Sarah, if you don't mind. And I'd like you guys to stick around for a photo and a couple, you know, we got to put celebration on the map at Burn Nation. You guys showed up today, so we got to make sure we get some content. All right, and hey, great job. Give it up for Sarah one more time. Dedication at its finest right here. Good job, Sarah. What I just saw right there is a representation of not only yourselves, not only your families, not only your community and celebration, your members and their team here, but that is inspiring to Burn Nation as a whole. You guys, that camp right there, your effort, your energy, your enthusiasm for being here on a Saturday, pouring it in, taking care of yourself, that was unmatched intensity right there. That was unmatched desire. You guys are incredible. You should be so proud of yourselves. And we're gonna run it back right now. Ready? Here we go. Chop a line. I'm kidding. Maybe next time. But I just wanted to say one thing before we do that content we were talking about. I just wanted to first and foremost, I wanted to thank Stephanie, Diego, and their... all the hard times, through the COVID, through pandemic, showing up every day, meet you guys where you are. To those of you who are here through that time, thank you from the bottom of our heart. For those of you who are new, just know that you've got a deep-rooted community here, and we've been through some stuff together, and Central Florida is so proud of Celebration specifically. Burn Bootcamp headquarters is so proud of Stephanie and her team, and Caitlin and Courtney, and Sierra and the rest of the team. And Morgan and I also want to thank you. We want to thank you for allowing us to chase our dreams. I come from absolutely nothing, if you know my story. I have true story, like from the gutter, face down. If this wasn't it, that's probably where I would still be. And you guys are the family that Morgan and I never had, me specifically. And I'm dedicated to this, to the moon, until this is my career, my passion, my love. And I thank you all for giving me the opportunity to be here, okay? But more importantly, you should look at somebody next to you and you should hug them, high five them, and say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Hey, we are strong as individuals. We are strong as individuals. You've got mental strength, physical strength, emotional, spiritual strength. But aren't we better together? Aren't we better together? Two claps on two, one, two. But who else in here did something they've never done before today? Try a new weight, try a heavier med ball. Raise your hand, look around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, it's just a Saturday, right? It's just a normal Saturday, right? No, it's an opportunity for 11 of us to PR, and next Saturday it'll be 11 more, and next Monday it'll be 4 more. And we step in that building, this building, every day with an attitude to get better. To get better. You guys are amazing. Good job. All right, let's go side to side if you can. I really want you to flex, stretch out those hamstrings. And so many comments, obviously, about Peyton being here, starting this journey with you guys. Sorry, not sorry, I had to steal her. But she passed it off, handed her baby over to Maggie, who's taking it to the next level. Y'all, we're a mirror reflection of each other. That's what community is all about, right? And one thing that I know, and I know a lot of you are a leader in your business or your family or some other realm in your life, what I know as a leader is that we are a mirror reflection of one another. Leaders aren't above anybody else. Leaders are on the same level. And we are here every single day to work with you, to push through
the adversity to get better. And Maggie, you're just such an amazing representation of that. You and your family, your entire crew, you're such an amazing thing for you today. Guys are so good. So good. Give it up for Maggie, the team at Child Watch. Up front, our BAs. We'll make all of this go around. Hey, real quick, listen. This team is anchored by this incredible woman here. Who was one of our very, very first franchise partners, who drove here an hour and a half every day, staying away from her family to be a part, and still does, to be a part of this community. One of the most dedicated people that I know, and the reflection of that shines in her team. The way you guys worked hard today on the floor, if you were taking camp or worked hard to make it a great experience, this is the staple of the community, and so are you guys. Give it up for them, they're amazing. Great job, and that's what we need. We need each other, right? We need each other. Life goes through these ups and these downs and these triumphs and tribulations, and you know, when you turn tragedy into triumph, that's a championship mindset. When you turn adversity into your advantage, that's a championship mindset. Okay, when you come from poverty like I do and you turn that into power, that's a championship mindset. And that's what we're doing here, is we're building championship personality, championship mindset, so that we can take that back to our family, the four walls of our house, right? So take the four walls of here, all the goodness, all the positivity, optimism, that championship mindset, just like you're doing, put it back into your family, put it back into your work, put it back into your teams, put it back into your church, put it out there. And I know you are. I'm preaching to the choir right now, but I know that you are. And I just wanted to say personally that I thank you guys so much for being one of the, who's been here, who's an OG, you've been here from the beginning? Yeah, y'all, yeah. And who's brand new in like the first, like, it's like first week or two or three or four or five, or maybe a couple, first couple months? Yeah. And we're gonna continue this, right? So just keep reaching out. I know you do. And I know there's friends in your life that are like, I don't know, I'm not a workout person quite yet. You don't need to be a workout person. You just need to be a person that cares about progress. Because this is that anchor, that tool that we get every day. Okay, that tool. This is the tool, you're using it. The tool can either build the house or you can smash your thumb, right? You're using the tool. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you guys. You're allowing my family to come in here, my son to come in here and film you. And nobody's like, he's got on the floor a couple times, you know, like 5-year-olds here. Nobody's kicking him out or running over him or anything. So I really appreciate that. You guys are like family to me. And let's take it out like we always do. 2 claps on 2, 1, 2. Great work. Y'all have fun? Good. We just dominated that body weight conditioning. That is how we roll. Great job. And remember too, y'all, like this workout, I want you to think about it as the metaphor for letting this type of hard work and work ethic spill over into other areas of your life. If you're not already thinking that way, it's gonna naturally happen. But if you think it, right, and you're focused on it, and you know that if you could take some of the work ethic that you have in the gym and apply that to the hard times in family life or to the hard times in business, like when it gets tough, that's why we do finishers. We do finishers so that at the end of the workout, when we thought all the hard work was done, it's actually the hard work after the work is done that is hard. That's the real hard work. That's perseverance, right? Like, I'm just gonna do it no matter what. And so if you can just mentally start to connect the finisher to, like, what are the other finishers in your life? When we get home from work and we've got, who's got, I know, let's see, Jamie and Tony are owners of Spring Hill. They have 6 kids. They're in the building, right? Like, listen, big family, love it. That's challenging to have 6 children running a business, making sure you're taking care of yourself. And then when you get home at night, right, that's the real finisher. There's not a lot of stakes on the table. There's not a lot on the line when you're doing a finisher in the gym, but when you're doing the finisher at home, right, there's so much on the line there. So we finish stronger than we started at the end of camp so that you can use that as a tool and you can let that transcend fitness and let it spill over into your work, into your family life especially. And so just a little spiel there on why we do finishers and why we ask you to, you know, really go as hard as you can, finish stronger than you started, because that's just a great principle for life in general. Finish the days stronger than you started the days. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I got a little momentum because I went to bed last night giving my day everything that I had. So let's correlate that. Can we correlate that? Finishers, we're finishing our day strong as well. Yeah? All right. Sounds good. Hey, let's go one more. Stretch out our lats and hit our... Thank you all for having me. I had so much fun. I apologize if I'm a little much. I am who I am. I show up authentically. And I just wanted to make sure that we brought the energy this morning. I saw Cam's energy. I saw your energy this morning early. And then I got my butt kicked at the 8 a.m. And I'm like, round three. Hey, give someone a big high five. A little ballistic cool down. Swing and kick. Swing and kick. Listen, I've got to tell you why I still have this mic on, that this energy, Short Pump, and the rest of you who represented from our other locations in this area, this is the best energy that I've seen. This is freaking amazing. So good. And listen, it's great for the cameras and it's great for the gym and it's hype and it's like club burn and it's energy. But what really this is you being in this environment and transferring all the positive energy, all the optimism, all the I can do anything I set my mind to mentality, right? And when you're this close to other people, I'm not sure how much you know about this and I'm not trying to nerd out, but there's an actual electromagnetic field that radiates from your head and your heart about 3 feet on average. And when you're around other people, and you intersect those circles, we can't see them, but they're there. And when we intersect those circles together, what happens is we're connected and we connect with each other, and connectivity and community is what this place is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Because we all go through things individually. We don't, none of, I mean, maybe some of us live together, but most of us don't live together, right? So we go through our own trials, our own championships in the four walls of our household, and we all each have an individual story. And whether, you know, everybody's had a high, everybody's had a low. Whether you're currently on a high or you're currently on a low, our job, because of these interconnected circles, is to pick each other up. No matter what. No matter what, you pick each other up. Everybody say, no matter what.
No matter what.
They always say, hey, your team's only as strong as your weakest link. I don't believe in that. I believe that your team is only as strong as your ability to pick somebody up who's down.
Yes,
you pick them up. You pick them up. Makes you feel better, makes them feel better, and together we move forward. Okay? Life is tough. You're tougher. I love you guys. Mike, Jess, where you at? Lise, John, where are you guys at? Give it up for them one more time. They deserve it. Where are they at? Where's Lise and John? When you have people that want you to succeed as bad as they want to breathe, you know you got a good leader. You know you got a good leader. She's in the back room. They're in the back room coming to tears because of everything that's going on out here, right? And sorry if I exposed that, but I want you to know that this is a real, authentic community, and you know that. I'm just here to reinforce that for you. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everybody who trained, everyone who's in Child Watch taking care of our kids. I see you guys. Yes. She's in there raising the roof. And anybody who's at the front desk welcoming us in with a big smile, a big high five. When somebody knows your name and they give you a high five and they smile and they're genuinely glad to see you, man, isn't your workout a little bit better after that? And so for everybody that makes this place go and for you and your families, thank you so much. Morgan and I like to say bye families for families. We love you guys. Two claps on two. One, two. Oh, yeah.
This is the best thing ever. You know how we like to say last one, best one?
Yeah.
Guess what? Kevin Klein made us the last stop of the year. You know what that means? Let's go! Yeah. Yes! 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 Okay, now, when I say last one, you say best one! Last one!
Best one!
Last one!
Best one!
Yes! Now let's get this one.
Thank you.
If you can see more than like 2 feet in front of you right now, acknowledge somebody that you saw today putting in hard work. I saw all over the gym. That's incredible. Way to work hard. If we can make it up to our feet, we're gonna... By the way, as trainers, there's no better sight than after camp, everyone wants to be on the floor. That's a great sign. Good job, guys. Give it up for the training crew today, guys. They did a great job. Awesome work. Let's swing and kick our butt. Swing and kick our butt. Oh, that was amazing. Y'all have fun or what? You're gonna run it back with Kay on the mic next. That's what's gonna happen. You know, Kay and I, when we met a handful of years ago, we looked at each other and we immediately connected. We're like the same spirit animal. For sure. For sure. What are we? Do we even know yet?
Yeah, we totally are.
We're like Wolverines.
We're like the same.
We're the lions, the lion pride.
We are the lions.
Lions hunt together.
Yes.
Listen, I have so much gratitude in my heart for today. You guys showed up and absolutely killed that workout. Congratulations. That was absolutely amazing. You give us, y'all give us an opportunity to show up every day and to chase our dreams, but it's not about us. When Kay and I met, she said, I'm gonna open in Oklahoma, I'm gonna be the pioneer. You know what the thing is about pioneers? Is that there is no path. You actually have to pave the path yourself. And when you have to pave the path yourself, there's rocks and ridges and trees and cold rivers that you have to cross. And I want you guys to give a roaring applause for Kay and for Michael for crossing that river of change. Following her dreams, jumping off the ledge, transforming her own body and mind, transferring that to all of you so that you can transfer that to your families. And this is gonna be the one day that she's gonna take all the gratitude and store it right in her heart, because the repayment for all the hard work, the repayment for jumping off the cliff not knowing what's gonna happen, the repayment for going through a pandemic, the repayment for all of the scrutiny that you have to take when you're an entrepreneur. Anybody else an entrepreneur in here have a business? Yeah, yeah, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's really hard. You know what makes it worth it? Today. Hard work, your sweat, your energy, the fact that you bring your family in here, that there's a bunch of power couples in here, moms, dads, college students, sons, daughters, and we can all come together and just be ourselves in an environment where the standards are really high. This is championship culture. If you've never been on a sports team, if you've never been on a debate club that had a championship standard, this is what it's about, right? This is what it's about. And that just means we show up every day. We put in the work, and when the hard work starts to get tough, we get tougher, right? And you guys showed up and showed out today. I'm so excited that what we're doing here in Jinx, especially in the greater state of Oklahoma, it's amazing. We're gonna be back early next year, okay, early next year, probably not January, February timeframe, more like spring timeframe, and we're gonna come back, and I want you guys flooding Kay and Erica and the team with all the ideas that you have to really turn it up for the community, right? I wanted to come here and meet you all and get a chance to get acquainted with you so that you can see that we're real people, we're here to just be a part of the club, we're here to be a part of the team. We're gonna come back and do it super, super, super big, all right? So whatever ideas, whatever's floating around, bring them to Kay and we're gonna come back. And the last thing that I wanna say is I want you to do this right now. I want you to go ahead and do this. I want you to do this. I don't want you to hug yourself. I want you to say, thank you, self. Thank you for showing up and believing in you. Sometimes you gotta be the only person in your life that encourages you. And that'll get you through the doors. But then when we open our arms, when we get through, we can hug everybody else and know that there's a bunch of individuals in here that are taking responsibility for their own lives, and that collective energy takes us all to the next level. All right, we're going to the moon, guys, here at Burn. We're not gonna stop, I'm not gonna stop. I love you guys, thank you so much for allowing me to do what I do. Kay, thank you, you're amazing. I love you to death. You're like family to me, or a sister, I really mean that. Michael, I'm coming back just for those burgers that I ate last night at your house. Those were amazing.
Kay's house, yeah. That's Michael's Kay, and or Kay's Michael right there, right? Everything's Kay's. All right.
Kay's house. Wait. I have something to say.
Okay.
Shout out to Devin, you guys! I said this in the last year, but I'm going to say it this time because it needs to be said. When he started this company in a parking lot with his hoopty, okay?
It was a hoopty, yeah.
He's got a gangster deal.
Yeah, I looked like a drug dealer.
You did look like a drug dealer. I mean, he was legit, man. He started this in a parking lot with 21 people. And even when people didn't show up, he kept showing up with nothing, nobody. And he forged forward, you guys. And I'm going to tell you, when this guy sold me, it was because, man, y'all know that I didn't open these burgers to make a shit ton of money. Okay? I made great money before I came here. You know what I opened these burgers for? To save lives. You know why? Because that's what happened when he decided to open Burn. Just a show of hands, and I think it needs to be shown. How many of you guys came to Burn and this saved your life? Yeah, me too. That's pretty freaking powerful, right? It's not just changing lives, it's saving lives. So when people in our industry, even at Burn, they also go, yeah, we're saving lives. I'm like, just stop, man. We're saving lives. Because every single day that you show up, because he decided to take a risk in a parking lot with nobody. When I started, when we opened, you guys, there was just a few of us, a few franchise owners, and we were like this little mini crew. We're like, yay, it's Summit. It was
so funny. There's like 24 people there,
like,
yeah.
24 of us. You know, it was like, it's pretty pathetic. But now it's like, you know, 1,500 people, right? Yeah. And so we've grown so much, you guys. We are, and I say this with everything in my heart, because of this guy took the chance to help to really change this nation. Because guys, think about it. What you're doing because of what he did, because of what I did, because of what you're doing, 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 is changing your kids, your families, your neighbors, your friends. This is how you change the world. Right?
That's
right. How we change the world.
That's right.
And it's because of this guy, right?
That's right.
So when I say with everything in my heart, man, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you with everything. And so my team, almost everybody on my team is a transformation. You saved our lives because of this. And we cannot, there's nothing we can give you or thank you enough for. So another one, guys, before we wrap this up, and he's going to wrap this up, a huge shout out to Devin, guys. Shout out to this guy!
Thank you for everything, Sarah. I love you so much.
No, break this thing up.
All right, this is my first time doing this. Is my favorite thing of the day. This is the first time I get to do this here in Oklahoma. You know how we do it. We're gonna do it like we always do. Two claps on, two, one, two. Boom.
I just want to give you guys a compliment as a community, because I get to travel and see all of our Burn boot camps. And when I stepped in here this morning, actually before I even stepped in, when I pulled up in the parking lot, there was like big energy coming out of the walls here. And that's energy that means care and compassion for one another and for ourselves. You guys, we've been here for 7 years. This is our 7-year anniversary. 7 years strong. I first want to congratulate Mike and Andrea because statistically, go ahead. These two people are two, I mean, they're hell of an entrepreneur, them two, and their family. They had stuck it out through the pandemic for this community and their other gyms, showed up, met you where you are when you needed it the most. You guys met each other where you were when you needed it the most. We came together when the world was separating, and that's the telltale sign of a very strong, empowered, and connected community is we don't leave anyone behind. Everybody had somebody somewhere along the lines like, I know you're going through it, me too, let's go through it together, didn't we? And that's priceless. Who maybe played high school, college sports, or were part of maybe a group, a team, a culture, whether it was chess club or the band or sports or whatever, right? Like when we leave that, there's this void that's in our heart, isn't there? And like this community brings back not only that connection, but also that commitment to excellence and that commitment and dedication to yourself. And when you're dedicated to yourself and you're showing up for you, Man, your energy, Allison, Andrew, your energy today, I don't know if you could tell because you kind of probably tunnel vision from working out real hard, but everybody around you two, everybody around you in a 10-foot radius was looking at you feeding off of your energy, right? And it wasn't a competition. It wasn't a competition. It was, hey, these are my people. My people are setting the standard right here, and then I'm gonna go match that standard, and together, when we kind of wrestle with each other to elevate the standard constantly, then you get this. Right, where there's a bunch of amazing people in here who are all not only physically strong, but more importantly than physically strong, you're mentally strong. And so I just wanted to compliment you on what I see. My observations are that this is one of the strongest communities I've been to. Andrea and Mike, you guys obviously are near and dear to my heart. They were the first franchise partners ever that signed an agreement and said, I'm just gonna go with you, I guess, guy. The first ones ever. We sat on my couch. We sat on my couch in my house, and they were like, "What do you say?" I'm really scared, man. I was like, "Me too." You still want to do this? And here we are, 7 years later, with an amazing family, right? We used to be acquaintances, and then maybe a couple camps in, we became friends, and then maybe four, six months in, we became family. And so, let's go. Two claps on two for family. Two claps on two. One, two. You have fun? Yeah. That was lit. Y'all had a ton of energy today. A ton of energy. That was incredible. Give yourselves a round of applause. Awesome job. I know that you just got your refresh done in here, and you see these three words, inspire, empower, and transform. And that, those three words mean a whole lot to this community. It means that we take those three words seriously internally, inwardly, that we show up for ourselves first, which is the least selfish thing we can do, to show up for ourselves, to pour in, to fill our own cup, so that we can go step outside of this gym, outside of the four walls, and we can really take responsibility like we know how to. We can't take ultimate responsibility for our life, for our family, for our town, for our community, for our neighborhood. We can't transfer that energy if we don't first have it. We gotta have it first. And then when you do have it, you come in here, there's 110 of you in here today, it's incredible, right? And each one of you take individual accountability for yourselves, and then you come to your team or your practice, and all of that individual intensity starts to, like nodes in the network start to begin to bubble up to the top, and then all of a sudden you get magic. You get magic when you get somebody else who's newer, who's been here just like for a couple months, maybe. Couple months? Pretty magical, isn't it? Inspire, to empower, to transform. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that we lose weight. It doesn't mean that we transform physically. It could mean that, but really what it means is to transform character of. Because it's not about the biceps you're getting, it's about the character you're building. And so when I step into the gym every day, my mindset isn't on what I look like in the mirror. My mindset is on what I look like in my head. What my inner world looks like, what my attitude is, how I approach every single day, what my beliefs are, what I believe. Do I actually believe the things that I believe? Or has somebody bestowed upon me some thought process or some belief that I haven't really questioned before? Think about that one. A lot of us go through our lives. I know people 40, 50, 60, 70 years old that have never got the set of their mind right, their mindset. Because of someone else's belief or someone else's idea of who you should be, what you should be, what you should do. And really inwardly when we look in, what we see is something that's unique to us and something that lights us on fire. You can't leave that in. Unless you're leading with your life, with your own beliefs, and nobody else is planting that flag in the ground for your dreams, for your goals, what you want to do for your family, then you're gonna leave stuff on the table in this life, and we get one at bat. Does anybody wanna leave anything on the table here? We wanna make the world a better place than when we found it. That's my motivation every day. I believe we can leave the world a better place than when we found it, and what I mean by that is empowering transformation of the mind through this physical tool. And then the last one is the effort. So it's attitude, it's beliefs, and it's effort. These are all the three things that we can control. Right? And those three things make up our inner world. And when we can control our inner world, the external circumstances, they try to impose their beliefs or impose their attitude or impose their effort or expectations of effort onto us. It's like, I appreciate that, but don't tell me what I can and I can't do. You're not me. Maybe you can do it, but don't tell me I can't. And that's my word for the day, is to walk out of here. If there's a dream that's inside of you, if there's something that you want to do, if there's a family member that you need to make amends with, if there's a job opportunity, I want you to march into that office and I want you to tell that person why they need to give you a promotion. I want you to make sure, easy, Lucas, okay? I'm kidding. You deserve one, okay? You deserve one. Let's go. But plant your flag in the ground, whatever's here, don't keep the lid on it. That's why I try to get y'all to like come out of your shell and do something that you've never done before and pick up the heavier weight. Because what you're doing is you're really putting in repetition. Putting repetition of being uncomfortable. And over and over and over and over and over in the gym, we start to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Picking up the weight when we didn't think we could lift it. Not only overcoming doubt, but you're also conditioning yourself to go out and be offensive in life, not defensive. And the only people that are going to win are the offensive people. And when I say win, I mean have a beautiful family with beautiful core values whose children grow up to be amazing individuals. You add value back to your community and everybody loves you. That's what success means to me. Maybe not everybody. Maybe not everybody. But at least your people do. Two claps on two. One, two. Oh, yeah. I'm just warming up. I'm just getting started. I was going hard, now I'm going harder. I was going hard, now I'm going harder. I was going hard, now I'm going harder.